Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Ang El Niño at La Niña ay natural na mga pangyayari sa panahon sa buong mundo. Ang La Niña ay nangangahulugan na makakaranas ng mas maraming ulan kaysa pangkaraniwang panahon sa bansa, partikular na ang mga rehiyon na nasa silangan at hilagang bahagi ng Australia. Sanhi din ito ng maraming pagbaha. Mararanasan naman ang kakulangan ng ulan o tagtuyot sa panahon ng El Niño. Ayon kay Professor Scott Power, Director ng Center for Applied Climate Sciences sa University of Southern Queensland, ang dalawang ito ay bahagi ng natural cycle sa tinaguriang El Niño Southern Oscillation o ENSO.
The El Niño Southern Oscillation is the term scientists give to a naturally occurring oscillation in the climate system. It consists of three different phases. Probably the most famous is El Niño. Another one is La Niña, which we're in at the current time. And then there's also a neutral phase when not much is happening.
Dagdag ni Power na isa ding professor sa School of Earth, Atmosphere and Environment sa Monash University, nangyayari ang El Niño at La Niña kapag may pagbabago sa panahon mula sa normal nitong estado sa mga lugar na nasa itaas na bahagi ng Pacific Ocean.
During El Niño, the oceans tend to warm up in the central and eastern Pacific, and the ocean tends to cool off a little bit to the north of Australia and over in the waters around Southeast Asia. And those changes in the ocean have a really profound impact on the overlying atmosphere. So the trade winds tend to get weaker, and the convection and the rainfall tends to move away from Southeast Asia and north of Australia to the east. Away. So northern Australia, Southeast Asia tend to dry out and parts further east tend to get wetter.
Kabaliktaran naman ang nangyayari sa panahon ng La Niña.
La Niña, which is what we're in at the moment, tends to do the opposite. So the waters north of Australia and in Southeast Asia tend to warm up and that attracts lots of rainfall and so things tend to get wetter. And as those ocean waters warm up, the sea level actually starts to rise. So during La Niña, you tend to see more rainfall, higher sea levels, and more mild temperatures.
Neutral naman ang tawag kapag ang Equatorial Pacific Sea Surface Temperatures o SST ay malapit na sa average na level. Pero may pagkakataon naman na ang karagatan ay parang nasa estado ng El Niño o La Niña, subalit walang reaksyon na mula sa kapaligiran o vice versa. Dahil ang ENSO ay may kasamang interaction sa pagitan ng karagatan at kapaligiran. Pinapalakas naman ito ang nalilikhang pagbabago sa bawat isa na kung saan tinatawag na ocean atmosphere phenomenon.
What happens is that if you get a small amount of warming for whatever reason in the Western Pacific, that gives rise to stronger winds, and those winds push more warm water towards the west. So it's like this positive feedback. So even tiny little changes, because of this positive feedback mechanism that operates in the tropical Pacific, small little starting points can grow and grow and grow and grow. And that's what happens with La Niña and El Niño.
Subalit sabi ni Professor Power, hindi permanente itong nangyayari.
You might have an El Niño this year and next year you might have a La Niña or a neutral year or you might even have another El Niño. It flips from one of those phases to another very regularly, and each of those phases tend to last around about 12 months. Some last longer, some last for a shorter period, but on average, around about 12 months.
Dagdag nito, nangyayari lang ang ganitong pagkakataon dahil ang panahon sa tropiko ay pabago-bago.
Around about half of all years are El Niño neutral years when there's not much happening. Then you can get around one quarter of years La Niña, and the other quarter are El Niño. So 1 in 4 years El Niño, 1 in 4 years La Niña, and 2 in 4 years neutral years, as a rough average.
Dito sa bansa, ang Australian Bureau of Meteorology o BOOM ang sumusubaybay at naguulat sa mga naaabot ng ENSO indicators. Kabilang sa kanilang sinusubaybayan ay ang biglang pagbuhos ng ulan, temperatura ng tubig sa ilalim at ibabaw ng dagat, ang init ng karagatan, ang Southern Oscillation Index, air pressure sa kapaligiran, mga ulap at ang lakas ng hangin sa dagat. Tanong tuloy ng marami, ano at gaano kahalaga ang Southern Oscillation Index? Ayon kay Dr. Lynette Bitio, ang Senior Climatologist sa Operational Climate Services Team ng BOOM, ang Southern Oscillation Index ang sukatan ng air pressure sa ibabaw sa pagitan ng Tahiti at Darwin.
The Southern Oscillation Index is actually the atmospheric part of the El Niño and La Niña events. When we talk about ENSO, it actually stands for El Niño Southern Oscillation, just really indicating that it's really important for the sea surface temperatures and the atmosphere to be acting together. We've been actually able to see, well, when the Southern Oscillation is either really strongly positive values or strongly negative values, that it actually goes with those phases of El Niño and La Niña and impacts Australian rainfall.
Kadalasan, ang matinding tagtuyot na nararanasan ng bansa ay sanhi ng El Niño. Subalit, maraming dahilan ang nagpapatindi ng ganitong panahon. Kagaya ng nangyaring matinding tagtuyot na sanhi ng bushfire noong 2019 dito sa Australia, ay pinatindi ng Indian Ocean Dipole o IOD, na isa ding climate phenomenon na may epekto sa pattern ng pag-ulan sa paligid ng Indian Ocean, kabilang ang Australia. May tatlong yugto ang IOD, may positive, negative at neutral. At sa pangkaraniwang pagkakataon, bawat yugto ay tumatagal ng 3 hanggang 5 taon. Paliwanag ni Agus Santoso, ang Senior Research Associate sa Climate Change Research Center at isang CSIRO Science Leader, ang negative Indian Ocean Dipole ay maghahatid ng mas maraming ulan.
Indian Ocean Dipole is a phenomenon that is similar to ENSO, but it's occurring in the Indian Ocean side. So the positive phase of the Indian Ocean Dipole is when the sea surface temperature in the eastern side of the Indian Ocean, just to the west of Australia and Indonesia, it becomes colder than normal. And when that happens, it tends to lead to drier condition over Southeast Australia.
Ang Southern Annular Mode naman na climate driver ay mahalaga para sa pagdala ng ulan dito sa bansa, lalo na sa katimugang bahagi ng Australia. Tinatawag din itong Antarctic Oscillation.
The Southern Annular Mode is an atmospheric condition which controls the location of the westerly winds over Southern Ocean, storms over the Southern Ocean, southern part of Australia, like Tasmania. So during the positive phase of Southern Annular Mode, the storm tracks move southward. So the southern part of Australia tend to be drier. But when that happens, it actually allows more winds coming from the east, blowing towards southeastern part of Australia, that bringing moisture that can lead to rainfall.
At kapag pinagsama-sama ito sa La Niña, magdadala ito ng mas malalakas na pag-ulan. Subalit, pinapaunawa ni Dr. Power, dapat isaalang-alang din ang epekto ng climate change at ang mga climate drivers na ito na siyang humuhulma ng panahon sa Australia.
In addition to natural variability like El Niño Southern Oscillation, we've also got human-forced climate change operating in the background. And so all of these variability associated with ENSO and other things is occurring now on the top of long-term warming, on the top of long-term increases in sea level across the globe, including around Australia. So in order to understand what's happening, you have to take into account not only the natural variability, but also what climate change is doing to all of those climate variables.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Jara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako, si Sheila Joy Labrador, para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.